with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump by brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Pump it.
Well, this pandemic has been crazy for a lot of reasons. It's included with that more drinking and more masturbating. Let me tell you all about it. So first, pretty much opposite of everything else we've seen on the subject so far, a new study found Americans have actually been drinking less during the pandemic.
I don't believe it.
Now, here's the thing with this study. So, yeah, our drinking has gone down, but reports of quote-unquote problematic drinking have increased, up 69% for men and 49% for women.
So when does my drinking become problematic? When I slap the dinner off the table and start yelling at people for no reason?
When you end up naked, drunk, passed out in your front yard? That, I think, around those areas, I think is problematic.
You know, when I'm just arguing about nothing. You know?
So problematic drinking, at least according to this, meaning we're more likely to say our drinking has negative consequences. We're not sure, though, what exactly this is all entailing, why it's more problematic drinking. So drinking less, but when we are drinking, we're just going ham with it, all right? We're just going crazy with it.
Isn't that called binge drinking? Isn't that what that
is? I think that probably is included in the quote-unquote problematic drinking. So, I don't know.
I still don't believe it. I still think people are boozing hard, man.
You know what it might be is that we're finding ourselves maybe drinking more, but we're drawing it out. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe.
That means you're just getting used to it. That's not good. It means your tolerance is getting more.
That might be problematic right there. Here's where I'm at. Is that I think we need to stop worrying about these booze studies. And we said it before, Hunter. There's way bigger fish to fry than me drinking, you know, on a weekday. Okay, I just let it go. Just forget about it. And then once the pandemic's over, we'll try and nip this thing in the bud. But for now, the world is crazy, and a little bit of whiskey is making it a little bit more bearable. All right,
getting us through it a little bit. You know.
Yeah. Anyway, so problematic, quote unquote, problematic drinking. I don't like the sound of that.
Me neither.
And speaking of things that have become more problematic along with our drinking, we're masturbating more during the lockdown.
Hey.
26% of young people masturbated more during the lockdown. A new study found that 26% of young people became more intimate with themselves.
What are you studying? Hang on a second. Are you outside the door with your ear next to it?
Excuse me, sir. Sir, are you masturbating more? Get out of here.
Yes, I am, actually.
Yes, actually. Thank you. You actually interrupted my masturbating right now.
Here's the thing. If you give people the internet, a laptop, you lock them in their house and say, hey, you're not going to work.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
It's not our fault, man. It's not our fault, right. You know? It's not like it's 1996 and I'm waiting for Ask Jeeves to load up the boob photos I looked up, man. The study, people between ages of 18 and 32, 20% of them claim they watched porn alone more often during the pandemic, partially out of boredom, and 9% found themselves using sex toys more often. What about you, buddy? Is your jerking it gone up?
It's a personal question, Brock.
Just answer. It's a simple yes or no. Hunter.
What do you think, Brock? Of course not.
Mine has. And I was already doing it a lot beforehand.
Actually, you don't know. We just got rid of the internet. I stopped using it. I don't need it.
Man, you got to go to hard copy then, all right? You got to get that Sears catalog out, man, if the internet's down. So
I'm actually on my 6th episode of The Reading Rainbow.
Is that what it is? Your reading has gone up, but not Penthouse Forum. I think it's true, and we have more. But that'll probably change, you know, when we get back to it. Or our hunger, our lust for the adult films might stick around. I don't know. It's just so easy. I was thinking about that the other day, man. It is. Do you remember how difficult it was back in the day to see a naked person? Like, it was difficult.
It was a task.
But you know what?
Here's the thing, though. It's like when you did, it was like that much more significant.
You appreciated it more. You did. You appreciated more. Now it's just so.
Look at that, dude!
Literally 3 clicks of a button, and I'm naked people everywhere.
Yeah, it's too available.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we need
it's
to
not like it used to be.
Down. Not that I don't
Back
enjoy
in my
it.
Day.
Don't get me wrong. I enjoy it, but there's something to be said about having to sneak out and get a Playboy and then sneak it back into your house. put it underneath your mattress and then read it by flashlight underneath your bed sheets. Going, oh.
Become an Army Ranger, dude. Special ops just so you could.
A Navy SEAL just to see a boob. Right. It's fantastic.
WD-40, the hinges.
Crawling through windows. You got that camouflage face paint on.
Great. Mom knew, though.
No, she always knew. She always knew. Dad knew. Mom knew. Everyone knew.
He's going to puberty.
You weren't being sneaky at all. All the stiff rags and crusty socks were a dead giveaway. All right, so there you go. We're drinking more and playing with ourselves more. This pandemic's been really good for us. Really good for us. That is your Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
Brock